Welcome to your five for the day. A few years ago, one of the biggest movies of the year was Forrest Gump. Actor Tom Hanks played the role of a handicapped man whose mother believed in him to the extent that he was willing to try anything. He would often quote one of his mother's favourite lines. "My mother says life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get." Today, I want to suggest that life is like a box of chocolates, not because you never know what you're going to get, though that may be true, but for another reason altogether. Have you ever noticed how foods that no one in the family likes don't get eaten very quickly? When you open sweets around my house, they are going to be gone pretty quickly. However, you could open a jar of Marmite and it will last a long time because nobody is eager to eat it. That's sort of the lesson that I want us to focus on today. Life is like a box of chocolates in that it never lasts very long. When we're young, we rarely ever consider the fact that we will someday die. When you're young, it looks like life will last forever. Talk about death to children, they say, "Die? What's that?" To teenagers, and they say, "Yeah, right, not in my lifetime." The 20-something says, "Sure, someday." The 40-something crowd says, "Not yet, but I'm already halfway there." By the time people get to 60, there's much more peace for those with faith. They say, "That's okay, I can still live with purpose." When you're old and your body is failing, you may say, with faith in God, "Death is my friend." Somebody once said, "The hope of dying is the only thing that keeps me alive." I wonder, are you only living for what you can see? Most people in this world are. It can often be commendable in its motivations. "I live for my wife, I live for my children, I live for my whole family, I want to be with them. They are the meaning of my life." Then all of a sudden those people die or are taken away or desert them and the meaning is lost in their life. People sometimes live only for material personal possessions and they want to get money as much as they can to buy things, houses, cars, clothes. So many, whether it's for relationships or money or things, are living, existing for the tangible. Things you can touch and feel, for the sensual, things you can experience in the realm of pleasure. But they are not living for the spiritual. What are you living for? I think one of the best illustrations of this must be the tragedy of the Titanic, its sinking in the Atlantic. You've seen films about it and read books about it, how it left the shores of Southampton with all its passengers on its way to the States, and everybody was just intoxicated with the wonder of technology and engineering and the pleasure of what it was to wine and dine and enjoy the company of aristocrats. But all of a sudden, something happened. They hit an iceberg, and in a moment they were turned from singing party songs to striking up in the band, "Nearer, my God, to thee, nearer to thee." What happened? The unseen broke into the scene. They began to see that everything that appeared to be was not necessarily what things were. What is your life? The Bible says it is a vapour. It appears for a little time and then vanishes away. How do you provide for the unseen? How do you prepare for eternity? The good news is that Jesus on the cross has done all the preparation for you. All that is left for you is that you repent of your sins, be willing to turn from it, and in turning from it, turn to the Saviour himself and embrace him by faith for your whole salvation. All you have to say in repentance and faith is, "Wash me, Lord Jesus, in your precious blood and take my sins away." Do it today.